Egypt had urged Israel to exercise restraint and Hamas to hold its captives in good condition to keep open the possibility of de-escalation soon. Also, successive strikes on Gaza Strip made the mediation in somehow difficult, as you know. But the Egyptian foreign ministry warned both sides of grave consequences. If we go to the Egyptian people themselves, if you watch it, the social media in Egypt, some Egyptians expressed their solidarity with Palestinians, and some others are sympathizing with the Israeli people who are civilians.
How is Egypt preparing or prepared to handle the refugee situation?
As you know, Egypt now has about 12 million refugees from other countries like Sudan, Libya, Iraq, Syria. So there are about 12 million people live in Egypt. And during this economic crisis, they're making a load on the government to save the subsidies to this big number. So, but you know, in historically, in Egypt plays a significant role in mediating the Israeli and the Palestinian tension. And also the borders. Egypt many times opened its borders to Palestinians during the times of conflict. Egyptians offering refugees, not from Palestinian itself, but from other countries, medical aid. And I think Egypt, if it reached an agreement with the Israeli side, I think Egypt will open its border this time and cooperate with international organizations to manage refugee flows.
From where you stand now, where do you think things will go from here? After Egypt called for calm, the international community is calling for restraint, and Egypt acting as mediator for years.
So Egypt is advising Israel how to deal with this situation, because the situation is very difficult. The situation is very difficult, and there will be many casualties, especially human casualties. And as you know, after 3 days of this conflict, despite global calls for peace, there is something remains uncertain and intense. The international community is likely to intensify diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire and potentially initiate peace talks.